Praise the Lord. Now we're set. Now we're ready to walk by faith. You know, I don't think we realize what it means to walk by faith. You know, but some of us are learning. You know, just like Ron up here, he's getting it in his spirit. Y'all know that for the last year and a half, he's went everywhere he went in a wheelchair. And last week, he decided to walk here in church, and so he got out of the wheelchair and walked all the way around. And he went home that night pushing his wheelchair, and he come back in tonight walking without it. And so he's walking with his cane a little bit to stabilize himself. But for a year and a half in a wheelchair, and now he's walking without one, that's a good start. Wouldn't you say so, Lisa? Praise the King. He's learning how to walk by faith. Just like I told him, I said, the more you praise the King, I mean, the quicker those legs will get strong, and you won't even need that little prop. You know, you'll be running. You know, so that's what it takes, isn't it, Dave?
Amen.
I mean, praising the King. Praise the King. Dave knows that well. You know, he's learned it really well. But a lot of us have learned this well. You know, we know that the King loves praise and worship. You know, like I've said all the time, you know, the reason I know he loves praise is because he's a man. He's a man. You don't have to buy a man a birthday card. You don't have to buy him a Christmas present. But if he does something right, tell him he really done a good job. Praise him. And it makes, if a woman, do what? Amen. Now, there's a smart woman right there. Yeah, if it's your husband, even if he done it wrong, you know, I mean, I think about a little boy one time that his grandmother was painting the room in her house. And he's little guy. And he was watching grandmother paint this room. And she said, he said, Grandma, why are you painting that room? She says, because I want it to look pretty. And said, they look so pretty when you paint them. Well, he's listening to all of this. Well, he had a bunch of colors and stuff, those watercolors and things and everything. And so he thought, I'll paint my room. Mama will really like it. So he went in there and he done a great job. I mean, he worked diligently and he painted until he thought he had it perfect. I mean, he painted signs on it. He did everything. And when he got through, he went and said, Mom, I got something I got to show you. This will really make you happy. What's this, son? And he said, come back. I want to show you what I've done. And she, when she walked in and she saw what he had done to his room. Now, you talk about a smart woman. Now, you know, a lot of them would say, you little dummy. What do you mean painting the walls? I didn't tell you to. Is that what a lot of them would say? And you would have ruined him. I mean, you would have broke his spirit. You would have killed his spirit. But she said, oh, son, it looks so pretty. But let me show you some touch-up things we can do to even make it look nicer. And she showed him how to paint the room to get it back where it really did look good. But I thought, when I heard that story, I thought, you know, this was a woman of great supernatural intelligence from God. She had to have been led by the Spirit, because the average person, they just jump all over you, the kid, instead of tell them. But, you know, men, if women, you know, it doesn't say women live with your husbands according to knowledge, but it does say husbands live with your wives according to knowledge. But when women learn, like Rosemary said a while ago, you know, if your husband does something and he doesn't do it even perfect, if he does the best he can to do something, tell him, hey, honey, that was wonderful. You really are something. I'm so glad I'm married to you. And go over, put your arms around him, hug him. He loves that. He loves it. He loves to be praised. I mean, men care less about birthday gifts and all that kind of stuff. Women, they're just the opposite. Women love to be told how beautiful they are. They love to be told, you know, it's your birthday and how much I love you. Here's your birthday. They love gentleness and kindness. You know, that's what women love. I've never seen a woman that didn't love that. you know, her husband to come in and tell her how pretty she was and how much he loved her. And, oh, here's a birthday card, and I want to take you out to dinner tonight on your birthday since you're so special to me. I really love you, honey. You're something. Don't women love to hear that? I'm sure they do. I never seen one that didn't love to hear that, you know. So, guys, you know what guys do? If they get them a birthday card, they come in, throw a card on the table, said, here. What's that? Oh, I stopped by. After you said 10 times this last week your birthday's coming up today, I thought I better stop by and get you a birthday card. I mean, and he wonders why he don't get no dinner tonight. He ain't very smart, is he? No. You know, if he was smart, he'd done it a different way. You know, but, you know, guys and girls do what? Oh, my microphone is echoing a little. Okay, praise the Lord. But anyway, we need to learn these things. And as we learn these things, where are we going to learn how to treat people, what people like? Where are we going to learn this? From the Word, from God's Word. And this book of Proverbs is a great book. You know, it'll teach you so many wonderful things. It'll teach you all. In fact, I don't know if you've noticed how many places it talks about, you know, what causes things and what people like, what they don't like, what will bring sickness upon you, what will bring death upon you. Well, it's all in the book of Proverbs. You know, if you didn't study nothing else but them 31 chapters of the book of Proverbs, you know, you could live your life and live it abundantly if you just knew those. In fact, I know of a young man and woman. They're now grown, of course, but when they were little growing up, their mother was a great spiritual authority. And she wanted her children to memorize all 31 chapters of the book of Proverbs. And, oh, they fussed. Oh, they fussed because they thought Mama was so mean. Well, she finally said, okay, if y'all will just memorize the first 6 chapters, that will be sufficient. Well, the daughter, of course, she now is a grown woman. And she said, I only got one thing to say about my mother. She should have stood her ground. She said those first 6 chapters, having those committed to memory, they have answered so many questions for me and made things so much easier for me in my life. I can only imagine if I'd have memorized all 31 what it would have done to me. And she's right. You know, and of course the son, he says the same thing. But he said, you know, we thought mother was the meanest woman in the world that commanded us to memorize 31 chapters of Proverbs. But they did memorize the first 6. And so that really has, it affected their lives. And so, of course, we've already discussed the first 6. Now we're going to start, where are we going to start, Dave? Which is one? You'll pull it up for me?
You want the NLT?
Yeah, let's start out with the NLT, yeah. We get the right one up here in just a second.
King James, sorry.
Huh?
It'll be in the King James.
It'll be in the King James? Okay.
Chapter 13 will be in NLT.
Okay. Proverbs. Okay, that's where I thought it was. 12:17. That's what I'd even marked in my Bible. So I thought, oh, I'm okay. I marked a little line right beside the 17, and I thought, okay, 12:17. I thought, okay, that's where we are. So, anyway. Okay, yeah, we may switch back and forth, the NLT. In fact, if you've got the NLT there, we may read a little bit here and then we'll switch over to the NLT because it's real easy to understand. And I've read both of them today many times. But let's come to the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this magnificent book of Proverbs that you were so wise to put this book here for us. And today, we are so blessed because we're one of the few generations in the last 2,000 years that have had this in our presence where we can read it anytime we want to. Lord, we are so grateful that you sent somebody to invent the printing press and give men knowledge and wisdom so that they didn't have to hand write this, so they could print it in mass production so all of us could have one. And Lord, thank you, and we want to praise you. Now, Lord, as we read it and study it, we ask you to illuminate our hearts and our minds so we'll believe what you said and we'll start doing what you say so we can be blessed. And we thank you and praise you, Father, for this mighty book that you give us. In Jesus' name, amen. In Proverbs 12:17, an honest witness tells the truth. A false witness tells lies. That's pretty simple, but it's amazing that how many people do not tell the truth. And it's amazing how many people in the church don't even tell the truth. You know, you can run into people, even in church, and of course we know that, you know, God hates lying. Now, if God says he hates lying, why do we lie? You know, that hasn't been one of my fallacies in life, lying. I've tried to always be truthful about everything. But I know that there are some people, it just, sometimes the truth would fit better, and they'd tell you a lie. And so I thought, wow, they don't really know, you know, that God hates that, or they wouldn't do that. But an honest witness always tells the truth, and a false witness tells lies. You know, when you get on a stand, if you get somebody that's not an honest witness and they tell a lie, you know, in fact, I remember a man that I knew extremely well, and he was a very godly man, and he was in a grocery store one day shopping. He had went in there with his wife, and she was down one aisle. He went down another aisle to look for something, and I have known this man for years. He and his wife both had been in my Sunday school class for 2 or 3 years. And I'd been in their home. They had two beautiful children this big themselves. And their children were just as sweet as kids as I ever saw. It was a sweet, beautiful family. And a little girl screamed in the aisle he was in. And he said he didn't know what she screamed for. But she went and told her mother that the man in that aisle had flashed himself to her. And do you know, upon that one little girl's testimony, they sent that man to prison for 3 years. He spent 3 years in prison for that. I don't believe he did that. He never had any kind of spirit of lust that I could see upon him. He had a beautiful wife. He had two beautiful children. He never ran out on his wife. He was a pretty strong employee for a pretty large company here in the Metroplex. He was up in management. And when they were checked and the people that were talked to, none of them said he had ever done anything like this or even acted like this.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.